Wednesday night oral is Zayin Adar, Dvar Halacha and Chodesh Halvavos. A few points about the minhag to give Machzis HaShekel before Purim on Tainus Esther. I think the most common minhag is to give it on Tainus Esther. Of course, many places, many signs, you'll find the Hakpada to say Zeichel. You'll say there'll be marked to write Zeichel or Machzis HaShekel. But Machzis HaShekel technically means like the Machzis HaShekel, which is of course Kadosh for the Kupa and the Beis HaMikdash, which we don't have. They say Zeichel or Machzis HaShekel. Now the minhag is to give the Machzis from the Matbeah HaYotzei, so here's what happens. Some hold there's a Hakpada to give it of silver, because the coin in the Torah was silver. So they say, okay, you give here the Matbeah HaYotzei, which is silver, so there are those that are makbid to give a half a silver dollar, American. I don't know now what they make the half silver dollar out of, but they used to make it out of pure silver. Maybe now it's an alloy, so B'chlal is not Negei anymore. But more importantly, even if a dollar is acceptable currency in Israel, but coins certainly are not. Coins are not. So the truth is, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a matbeya. So I don't even know the cheshbon. Maybe either they're not aware of it, or I'm making a mistake. It's not a matbeya here. Here it's just a piece of silver with a stamp on it to say how much it weighs, but that's not relevant. It's not a matbeya. It's not Yotzeba Yitzah. It's not legal currency. A coin is not. A foreign coin is not. Paper maybe, yeah, but certainly not a coin. Okay, it's alright, and then I don't recommend it, and it's really... Okay. I don't know, no need, because there is no practical way to be Mekayim that minute to give it of silver, and the remote doesn't bring down of silver. It's Machzis Matbeah HaYotzei, which is a half a shekel. Not everything has to cost a lot of money, you know. You need it for the cellophane wrap on the Shalach Manas. There is a minhag to give, a person gives Ba'ad Ketanim, for Zucharim, for male Ketanim. A Muberes is a minhag to give a Machzis HaShekel for the Ubar, just in case it's a Zachar. And the Machzis HaShekel should be given to Aniyim. Some hold you can give it to the Matanos Levyonim. And it counts, I'm not sure why, but I guess because Machzis HaShekel is only a minhag, not a Chiyuv. Otherwise, you would say Dovah Shebuchayva in a bar Elamen Achulin. You wouldn't be able to use it for another chiyuv. But the Mishmur does say you could use it for that. So I guess it's not really a chiyuv; it's just a minig, and therefore you can use it for that. I guess. I don't know. Okay, we're in the Chodesh Halvavos Shaar HaBechina, the 15th Shir in Shaar HaBechina. We're in Perek Beis, which talks about if you're mechuyev to do Bechina, if you're mechuyev to examine nature and see Chachmas Hashem, Gvuras Hashem, Chesed Hashem, the complexity of Hashem, the Koach Hashem. So he says, Yom Chuyiv Tu, starts off very clearly, it's a Chiyuv, and it's been Svara, and from Tzukim, and from Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the three Amudim of knowing things that he writes about in his Hakdama. The common sense is first by Chavis Alvavis. Seems to be a machlekes, some say it's last, but he holds it first. Min hamusko, that was a joke. Min hamusko, from common sense, ki haseichel meyed, she yisrun hamadaber al sheinu medaber, why is a person better than an animal? Hu bavur yisrun hakarosu vavunoso, because he understands things. He has insight, he has understanding. It's not the word of talking. The point is he has understanding. The kibulos das so de hachochma hamikuyomim b'chol olam, and he understands the wisdom that fills the universe. That understanding and grasping of the chochma is what separates him from an animal. K'mashamar akosuv malfenu mi bahamos oretz umeof hashemayim yichakemenu. Hashem makes us wiser than animals, wiser than the birds. And that's what a person is a seichel. If you look at things and you say, hey, let me think about that. What does that teach me? What does that tell me? It tells me that there's a borei. It tells me that the borei is complex. It tells me that the borei does chesed. It tells me that the borei has many different types of things in the world. And that's a chesed. So when you think about these things, yeah, you're superior over animals in any, you know, in proportion to your understanding. Don't get carried away. In proportion to your seichel that you use, that's how superior you are to behemoths. But v'im yisali mehem, but if you close off your mind and you don't think about anything and you walk by mamish pilei habriya and you just sosum, closed-minded, and you don't think about anything, like, why is this this, why is that, then lo yia doima le behema, you're not even like an animal, ach yesa garua mimena, that's a yasaid, said by many achrainim, in Chumash, and other places, that if you don't use the qualities that you have, then you're inferior, in upshot, you go down to the next darga. Like a yid that's poresh mi avodas Hashem is not a goy, he's much worse than a goy. A person who has seichel and doesn't use it is not like an animal without seichel. He's worse because he's not using the gift that he has. He's inferior. K'meshakomar akosuv, it's a beferish apostolic in Yeshaya. Yodashor konehu vachamor evuz ba'olov. Now they don't know it with seichel, they know it with instinct, but they have a certain connection. Yisrael lo yoda mi lo hisbonon. And that's the worst aveir in the world, so to speak. Lo yoda and lo hisbonon is otum, sosum, you're not using what Hashem gave you. And so that's, logically, this is the first of the three legs of saying that pechina is a chiyuv, because if you don't use your seichel, if we don't obligate you to do it, and you don't use it, and you don't think about things, you don't realize things, you don't realize how complex it is, you think the apples grow on the shelf at a store, you don't think how enormous, how many hundreds of people had to be involved in that apple getting to your refrigerator. Hundreds of people. Someone had to plant, someone had to cultivate ground, someone had to water, someone had to fertilize, someone had to pick, someone had to ship. All those people are working for you, and they brought that apple to your table. And such thoughts about all the Pilei HaBriya. So then what is your seichel? You're wasting it. Your seichel's a waste. And you end up worse than an animal. Now, of course, you have the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos that talks about learning Torah, and that's a way of knowing Hashem. So you always have these two maslulim. But Avodah Zarah is not talking about that in Shara Bechina. He talks about knowing Torah in Shara Avodah Zarah Kim Grada. In Shara Bechina, he talks about the way the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Yesodei Torah. Way to know and appreciate Hashem is through studying the Bria. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Sifra, the Rambam talks about knowing Hashem through learning Torah, and that's a subject for a different discussion about these two maslulim and what each one gives you. Okay.